You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. You've heard me interview people. This time, you're going to hear someone interview me and pick my brain a little bit. Sonny Thomas of Resolution Radio, we are mutual followers on Twitter, reached out to me this week and I appeared on his radio program just the other day. Mr. Thomas is part of the growing alternative race-aware right today and describes himself as a Jeffersonian Republican. He describes the resolution in Resolution Radio as meaning resolve and determination. As he is a free thinker who has evolved from Ron Paul libertarianism to racial consciousness, I thought it would be interesting to share our thoughts. And I also believe that such sharing can facilitate the philosophical evolution of others.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyrics to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
NSM 88 Records is a wide selection of products ranging from CDs to DVDs, clothing, including 88 action gear, as well as uniforms, t-shirts, patches, pins, and accessories. We also have posters, video games, flags, and military collectibles, plus a huge selection of books and much more. NSM 88 Records at nsm88records.com. NSM 88 Records.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
So let's join Mr. Sonny Thomas now.
So Kevin, welcome to the Sonny Thomas Show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sonny.
Well, let's start with a little bit of your background. Obviously, you're also a very educated man. You also have a lot of interesting accomplishments in your background. And if you could kind of enlighten on that a little bit and then tell us, when did you become awake, or have you always been awake and you just figured out a different avenue on how to pursue, on how to wake others as well?
Well, thank you for all the kind words. I have been doing American Dissident Voices for 26 years, or it will be 26 years at the end of December. And I can remember very well the day 26 years ago, approximately, that Dr. William Pierce, and I and Robert Pate, who was also a writer and researcher, were sitting in Dr. Pierce's office. And I was trying to persuade Dr. Pierce that we should get on the radio, that this was a medium that we could really use, and we already had enough talent and material to utilize it. And he basically had agreed with me, and we were just trying to come up with the name of the show. And since the word dissident was very much in the news in those days because of the dissidents in the Soviet Union who were bringing a lot of the assumptions of Soviet communism into question, we decided that we were the quintessential American dissidents. So the name of the show should be American Dissident Voices. And so it has been for a little over a quarter of a century now. As for my own background, I was born in the territory of Alaska to parents who both were of Norwegian descent. They were Americans of several generations standing, but they were of Norwegian descent. They were both Minnesota farm kids. And I certainly can't say I was always awake, but I'm old enough, I suppose, to remember what the old America was like. And maybe I'm just barely smart enough to have realized when I was in middle school, which was around 1968, that things were happening that didn't make sense and that were going against everything that America was supposed to stand for. And I decided early on that I was going to try to figure out exactly what was going on and what were the forces that were working to destroy the country I was living in, the country I loved. And eventually, a few years later, I came across the works of Dr. William Pierce and the works of Professor Revelo Oliver, and I would say they were my mentors. There were other people who helped awaken me, but probably my two biggest influences were those two men when I was in my 20s. So I started to get awake as a teenager, but it really took the wisdom and knowledge and experience of Dr. Oliver and Dr. Pierce to fully awaken me. I have to give them most of the credit.
It's really hard to try to get Christians to wake up to the fact. Christians have been so bamboozled to believe everything in the Bible is true and accurate. They're stuck in that that conditioned mindset. Like the biggest thing I've seen when I really started to come awake, the film that really woke me up was Aaron Russo's America, Freedom, and Fascism, and that's when I first encountered Ron Paul. He woke up a whole generation of kids. It's amazing how many kids understand the Federal Reserve is not federal and there are no reserves. It's a private banking consortium that basically has totally destroyed our monetary policy. And in the process, once you get them to start to see that and how it connects to everything else, it's amazing. I mean, they literally cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube at that point. In your experience, would you say maybe understanding the Federal Reserve is a good way as a keyhole perspective? Or in your experience, was there something else that really made you start to scratch your head and really start to figure out what the heck was going on and find out who the shadow government was really pulling the strings?
Well, I think that awareness of the fraudulent nature of the banking system, not just the Federal Reserve, but the entire banking system, is an eye-opening thing. I mean, once you understand how fractional reserve banking works, once you understand how the Federal Reserve system works, it certainly opens the eyes of people in several ways. I mean, it opens their eyes in the obvious way because they now understand how their resources and their wealth are being stolen. But it also opens their minds and opens their eyes to see that, you know, I've been lied to about something that is so important, so vital. And so this is a huge story, and yet none of the major newspapers or websites, any of the major media networks, are ever talking about this. And if they do just happen to talk about it, it's to make fun of someone who questions the validity of the Federal Reserve or who questions the soundness of the banking system. So it is a red pill moment, as people say these days. And I guess it's a gateway drug, you might say, to the whole truth. It's just a tiny, tiny part of the whole truth.
Yeah.
But it can open your eyes and start you thinking in new directions. So also is libertarianism and Ron Paul. I don't think that libertarianism is the solution. I think it has a lot of serious flaws that prevent it from being the solution. But it is, as I said, it's a gateway drug to opening your mind to a lot of the lies you've been told and a lot of the inconsistencies in the establishment's many narratives which they tell us. So I went through a period where I was somewhat of a libertarian myself, but I got over it and I began to see the world in biological terms. And I think seeing the world in biological terms as a competition between different human biological groups and seeing human beings as basically biological creatures, extraordinary biological creatures to be sure, and this certainly doesn't rule out the possibility that there may be a higher power behind what we see in front of our faces, but to see us as biological entities, I think, is to see us as we really are. And that's the ultimate red pill, in my view. That's why I titled one of my series on American Dissident Voices, It's All Biological. I think that was a 4 or 5 part series. And basically the idea I put forth in that series was that the Jewish race is essentially occupying the same biological niche as a parasite, as a biological parasite. And they feed on our wealth and they control our minds. And they apparently have made a decision that they're going to terminate us as an independent, distinct race. And I think seeing things in those terms clears away all of the delusions. It clears away all the cobwebs, all the false thinking, all the false values. If you can finally see yourself, your race, your culture, your civilization, and your competitors and enemies as biological entities. So that's what I consider to be the ultimate truth. It's hard for a lot of people to accept, but that doesn't make it any less true.
Yes. The problem is they've been told that they're not supposed to look at people as a different race, creed, or color, because we're told in our workplaces and our decision-making process and everything else that we're not supposed to look at people that way.
Well, I think that people in this country, from the time they're little kids and they go to school for the first time or preschool for the first time, they are made to see any issue that touches on race, anything racial. They're made to see it inside of a frame, and that frame is a fairness frame. And it's very hard for people to think outside of that frame. So they see, you know, yes, there are racial differences, but if the frame is fairness, then they automatically think, well, the reason there are differences is because there's some unfairness somewhere in the system. If the races don't get along, they say, well, there must be some unfairness that's making them resentful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everything is seen in terms of fairness, but that's really not realistic. Nature and the world, reality itself, don't contain fairness. Fairness is just an idea in people's minds. There's no actual existence in the real world. It's just zooming electrons inside our brains. What's real is survival and biology. And we should, we need to change our frame of reference from a fairness frame to a much more realistic frame, which is a survival frame. We are a group. We are a unique people. We European people, we white people are a unique people with certain characteristics. And we, like any other group, if we are healthy, our highest value, higher than any other value, should be for our people to survive. Because if we don't survive, then none of our values, none of our ideas, nothing we do will make any difference. Survival has to be the highest of all values. And so if you see things in a survival frame, then you can see that many of the policies pursued by the United States government and pursued by the governments of other Western nations are leading to the death of our people. Having open borders, allowing other races to come into our country, particularly other races who hate us, who consider us enemies or at least competitors, and who have higher birth rates than us, that policy has to lead ultimately, mathematically, inevitably, to our destruction. We're going to be wiped out. And so once you see it in a survival frame, you're finally seeing it the way it really is. And another way we have to look at it is that there is something different, something special about white people. Even if we weren't special, we should still want to survive. But if you read the book Human Accomplishment by Charles Murray, I urge everyone who's within the sound of my voice to read Human Accomplishment. Now, Murray is not a racialist. Murray is essentially a moderate conservative slash classical liberal. He does not come to the same conclusions or policy choices that I would make. But what Murray has done in this book is so excellent. He has done a masterful job of amassing the data of human accomplishment in the arts and the sciences and in philosophy throughout the last 3,000 years, approximately. And the one thing that is so important that he has shown us is that, and I am not exaggerating, this is not hyperbole, this is scientifically verifiable, that 97% of all scientific accomplishment, whether you measure it in terms of significant figures in the sciences or significant discoveries in the sciences, 97% comes from Europe or people of European descent in North America. And that's even considering the fact that he separates out the classical civilization, ancient Rome and ancient Greece, and puts them in a separate category. Well, guess what? Another 2.5% came from classical white civilization, Rome and Greece. And so if you add those onto the 97%, you have 99.5% of all these discoveries that make our world what it is today, that lift us above the mud of savagery, came from white people. Now, that's very interesting because white people don't even have the highest average IQs on the planet. There are peoples of East Asia that have slightly higher IQs than we do on average. But there's something special about us. And Murray talks about this to some extent in his book about what it might be. And I have my own ideas. But there's something special about us that has made us virtually invent science, invent this incredible tool for discovering reality, what it really is. And this race, our race, is being murdered by the oligarchs and the Jewish power structure, and it's being murdered by our own misled, deluded people. And we're killing, I don't know, you could even say in a way we're killing God, because we're evolving to be more and more like a higher consciousness and more toward understanding what the universe is all about, and what could be more pro-God or God-like than that. They're killing the most valuable thing of all, and that's our race and its future possibilities. So that's the big picture as Kevin Strom sees it.
Rome was able to be built, and then it collapsed, then still able to prosper, and then, of course, arguably, maybe the greatest city since Rome is New York. And again, how many times have we collapsed and started over? We've had cycles. But you see that they're still making the same mud huts that they made 3,000-4,000 years ago. They haven't prospered in any way, shape, or form. If these other nations and empires could rise and fall, and many of them have never risen again, but yet the Europeans consistently have rise and fall, even if they have outside forces such as bubonic plague come in.
Well, in many ways, whites are inferior to the Asians and even the blacks. And one of those ways in which we are inferior, I think, is we lack a strong racial consciousness. And that's what I'm trying to do for my people, is to give them a strong racial consciousness. Because I think that's the one thing we need more than anything else in order to secure our survival. I mean, the blacks have a lot of social problems. They have a lower average IQ. And as you say, they've never really created a civilization. But damned if they don't have a better racial consciousness than we do. And by the way, people are always calling me, people on the left are always calling me a hater or a racist or a race hater. But in reality, I mean, I don't think we should live with other races, but I don't wish them any harm. And I look at some of the black separatists out there, like the Nation of Islam, and I wish them well. I hope they succeed, because they certainly are a cut above the garbage leadership that seem to dominate the black community these days. And they want to be separate, which is the only rational way that any self-respecting people would want to be anyway. So I think that other races have achieved things, in some cases even greater than we have achieved, and we can learn from them. However, our main concern has to be ourselves, and I do think there is something special about us that, even without intending to, I think we have benefited all of life on planet Earth, and I think as the only race that has ever touched the surface of another world, that we have the potential to totally change the fate of life in this universe. However, if instead of trying to reach for the stars, as I think we're capable of, if instead of doing that, we concentrate on the breeding of the lowest among us, and making sure that Taniqua and Jamal have a free hamburger every day, I think that we may fail in our quest to reach the stars, and that would be a tragedy of cosmic proportions.
You've been listening to Sonny Thomas interview yours truly, Kevin Alfred Strom. This interview has been edited for broadcast. You can listen to the entire program on the Resolution Radio Network. We'll return with more of this interview next week, right here on American Dissident Voices. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. You can listen to our 24/7 radio network at natall.com/radio. That's natall.com/radio. And read our online magazine, National Vanguard, at nationalvanguard.org. That's National Vanguard, all one word, .org. To help us, send donations to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. That's Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. You can also donate by accessing natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to never give up.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil, Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Radio. Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
NSM 88 Records is a wide selection of products ranging from CDs to DVDs, clothing, including 88 action gear, as well as uniforms, t-shirts, patches, pins, and accessories. We also have posters, video games, flags, and military collectibles, plus a huge selection of books and much more. NSM 88 Records at NSM88Records.com. NSM88Records.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating, 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.